This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move on into Galatians with Introduction to Galatians, No Other Gospel, Paul's Call, Paul's first visit to Jerusalem, and Paul's second visit to Jerusalem. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From Philippians chapter 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in the human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People seem to think that being humble makes you sad. And so humility has been taking a back seat to conceit and self-aggrandizement for decades. However, the awareness of the importance of humility may be changing, for the medical world at least. Dr. Anna Schaffner writes in a 2020 article on positivepsychology.com that humility is an attitude of spiritual modesty that comes from understanding our place in the larger order of things. It entails not taking our desires, successes, or failings too seriously. In the past decade in particular, psychologists have rediscovered the importance of humility. They have established fascinating links between humility and our ability to learn and be effective leaders and our readiness to engage in pro-social behavior. Adopting a more humble mindset increases our overall psychological well-being and ensures our social functioning. Last but not least, humility is a perfect antidote to the self-fixated spirit of our age. So awareness of the merits of humility may be changing, but it seems not the awareness that true humility comes of the need for a Savior in our lives. In our reading today, Paul is not speaking to the medical field or to society at large. He is speaking to the faithful. And we know this because he makes note of it in chapter 4 when he describes them. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. There's a certain joy there. And the theme of joy flows through this letter. Paul rejoices with them all. But as we can tell from our reading, Paul's cup is not quite full. The Philippians are faithful Christians, and yet Paul exhorts them to live a life of humility. Specifically, humility towards each other. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. So there are two things that keep us from being of the same mind. First, there's vanity or pride, which brings alienation and discord in congregations and even in the synods. A high opinion of self is present in most disagreements of Christians. Maybe their judgments are not taken as law. The regard they receive is not what they expect or they think they deserve. So there's many ways in which our self-love can be wounded. And every time it happens, we cry out inside, but I love me. The second thing that keeps us from being of the same mind in Christ is selfishness. Our own desires interest, and possessions, create an impenetrable wall between us and our fellow Christians. When our heart is only interested in ourselves, it is closed to others. In order for us to rise, we think, they must fall. Me first. So what is the cure for vanity and selfishness? A lowliness of mind. Pondering not our gifts, but our imperfections. Leading to the understanding that as repentant sinners, we need a Savior. A Savior who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The humility of Christ, dying for our sins, guides the Christian into a certain reasonableness with each other. This reasonableness leads to an exclamation from the soul, as Paul tells us in chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Psychologists today say humility leads to psychological well-being. It's interesting that 2,000 years ago, God, through Paul, said that the humility of Christ in you would lead your soul to joy and peace. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Hear us.
God the Father in heaven.
Have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world. Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed. To give all peoples conquered and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, and to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Deal with us according to our sins.
Do not reward us according to our iniquities.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.